Stand 5. Nazi concentration camps. The Ozarice death camp was established in 1944 on Hitler's personal order. The prisoners were infected with typhus to stop the advance of the Red Army. The camp existed for only 2 weeks, and according to different data, 16 to 20,000 children, women, and old people out of 50,000 prisoners died in this short time. An indefatigable girl, military doctor epidemiologist Yevgenia Serkova, was one of the organizers of the liquidation of the monstrous epidemic hotbed.
In this camp, several thousand typhus patients were gathered. The local population, mostly children and women, had also been driven there. The Germans surrounded the entire camp with barbed wire and mined it all around, leaving a passage only in the direction of the Soviet troops. Then they started continuous shelling and bombing. When the medical staff arrived there, the picture was horrifying.
Yevgenia Serkova, a future honored doctor of Belarus, managed to prevent an epidemic of typhus and save the surviving prisoners of the camp for whom field hospitals were deployed. Colonel Serkova was to reach Berlin, where she also selflessly participated in rescuing German old men, women, and children from the underground, purposefully flooded by the Nazis. The death camp Trostenets occupied about 130 hectares, one of the largest death factories. Near the village of Mali Trostenets, on the basis of the pre-war Karl Marx collective farm, the invaders set up a labor camp. In the area of Blagovshchina, which is 1.5 kilometers from the village, mass shootings were carried out. And in the area of Shashkivka, there was an oven-like pit where people were burned. The whole territory of the concentration camp was surrounded with barbed wire, and guards, armed with machine guns and automatic rifles, were on duty round the clock. In just 2 years of Trostenets' existence, 206,500 people died there.
Starting from 10th of May 1942, echelons from Western Europe began arriving. They came every Tuesday and every Friday. In front of Trostenets, there was a military road, and also armored trains were running there. They would stop, and German vans, popularly known as Duschegubki, or death vans, would ride up to them. When prisoners were locked in these vans, they died of gas asphyxiation. The vans would be taken back into the camp, and we, the prisoners, were made to wash them. There was a lot of blood in the cars, wisps of torn hair, and dangers.